Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry, but most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
He'll let him speak for himself, he's got a lot to say. Pass him the mic and get ready to sway.
Well, that's why I was so hesitant to... I think mac and cheese is gonna be my next one.
Mac and cheese is great.
Also, I want to try the mac and cheese pizza version.
Ooh, yeah. I did enjoy the mac and cheese pizza. It's weird because it's... thin, it's super thin crust, and the body of it is mostly noodles.
Really?
So,
cheese curds with mac and cheese.
Awesome. And Capri Sun. What the fuck? I couldn't
believe
night,
it. When I had a bunch of wings, and then I had cheese.
Mr. Cardiff wasn't having any of it.
Like, it was so
good. That's when we went?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
It was so good.
I had the like, barbecue blue cheese pizza.
Tell me
you're
about
so proud of yourself.
Tell me about Mark. What
you're so
like?
Proud of yourself.
It's like, clearly I'm recording. Clearly I've been recording. I was hoping to end it at the end of the gratuitous cheesy's plug. And before the other food plugs. Anyway, hey everybody.
Hey. Oh, hey everybody.
What?
Hey.
Wait, we're recording?
Tins, you prankster?
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Very prankster.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 125 of the podcast.
Feeling alive.
Feeling,
Yee-hoo! Hey, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound out.
Hey, it's Nicholas James McCoola.
I'm Brian.
Hey, it's Lisa Cloud. Ritterelli.
Mark Musinski.
Hey, it's Matthew Charles Castelvi.
Hey, it's Matthew James Tins Herzog.
Just plain old vanilla-flavored Chris Bowes over here.
And,
Nick's mind has been blown by your middle name.
I know your middle name was James.
Yeah, dude.
How did you
and
never
Jim
do
Herzog.
Congratulations, dude.
congrats to you, Mazel Tov.
Good year.
Good year.
People like each other on the floor.
And before we jump in, we can talk about how we are now community partners with Uncle Fun. Right down
Uncle
the street
Fun.
From Comedy Sports.
Uncle Fun.
Your silly fun needs, they will provide.
It qualifies as a joke shop, yes, would you say?
I'd say it's a joke shop to the fifth power, because it has books, also odd kitschy items, vintage posters, odd clothing items, and then also Mexican wrestling masks.
And stickers.
And sometimes they'll make you stuff.
Sometimes they will.
They'll make you, if you ask them for a mystery letter, they'll write you up a crazy nonsense mystery letter and put a bunch of weird shit in there, and then they'll send it to your friend mysteriously for you to confuse them, and they'll do it for like a dollar. It's awesome.
It's pretty wild. That's Uncle Fun in Chicago. That's at 1338 West Belmont Avenue in sunny Chicago, Illinois. Or you can check them out at UncleFunChicago.com. Oh, shit!
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Oh no.
Did somebody forget the mail bag?
Thank God, I got it right here.
Oh, Mark.
Ooh, who's going to win that Facebook prize?
Let's see. Don't shut up. Here we go.
This letter comes to us from one Chris Topher Nolan.
Wow.
Oh, never would have guessed.
Oh, not even close.
Anybody know?
I might have been closest, but unfortunately. Mark, we were doing a poll. That was the Octavarius question, is what the name would be. Scott Hogan thought it would be Albert Pennyworth. Courtney Hero thought it would be Poison Ivy League.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's just a great smush.
I thought it would be Brew Swain. Okay, go ahead.
And Mr. Topher Nolan writes, Dear Octavarius, you know, I'm a big fan of Batman. Batman is easily one of my favorite comic book characters, and he's had so many incarnations throughout time. Some of them admittedly much better than others. Some of those were often turned into films, and some of the comic books were not turned into films for various reasons. Out of all of these Batman, which one is the best? Or are they all the best because we can live in harmony in a beautiful communist paradise? But probably not. So which one's best? What's up with that?
Cool. Thank you so much for your letter. Oh, hey, LP's here, everybody.
Hey,
hey LP.
Woo. It's me. L, please don't talk about Batman without me.
Well, you know,
nice one.
In the interest of fairness, we might as well just read that letter again.
Oh, God.
Oh, please.
Yeah, you...
Who was it by? I know there was a poll.
It was our good buddy Chris Topher Nolan.
Oh, okay.
Are you
I'm
serious?
I'm opening it up again
please,
for him.
No.
Oh, God.
All right.
Yeah, you just want the clip notes?
Yeah, yes. Please.
Yeah, he wrote them on the back, I believe.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
What did I say? You can't just read the thing verbatim?
I mean, I can. I just don't want to waste all the time.
We have listeners.
He basically just said there's lots of different incarnations of Batman. He's wondering what the best one is. Or can they all live in harmony, but probably not.
They can't.
They cannot. So what's up with that?
Oh, all right.
Cool. I'm getting, that was our first podcast question. And so far, it's been a lot of Michael Keaton.
Well, it has the infamous line, you want to get nuts, let's get nuts.
I would put Michael Keaton as, like, the best guy playing Batman in the costume.
Yeah.
I'd say that.
Yeah, I don't think
Not the best Bruce Wayne?
Not the best Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I don't think Michael Keaton was the best Bruce Wayne, but he was a...
Dark.
He was an amazing Michael Keaton Bruce Wayne. I thought Michael Keaton performed the shit out of it, whereas I felt... I didn't really like George Clooney... or Val Kilmer that much. I thought Val Kilmer did a good Bruce Wayne.
Me too.
But I didn't think he was as charming as he could have been.
That's true.
Who's your favorite charming Bruce Wayne? Mine's Adam West.
Yeah.
I thought Adam West was just an awesome Bruce Wayne.
Christian Bale's
Bruce, like Batman Begins Bruce Wayne is awesome.
Yes.
He does that cocky.
The cocky, Bruce conceited
Wayne.
Guy.
Like, yeah, he plays that really well. And he plays the other side, the very serious Bruce Wayne side, very well.
Yeah.
Because there's the Bruce Wayne serious, and then there's the Batman serious. Mm-hmm. The Bruce Wayne serious.
Like, I love Adam West as Bruce Wayne out on a date. He's so charming, and is just so smooth with the ladies. Although, you know, that series is very campy and whatever, but
times
I feel like...
Times were different back then.
I feel like Adam West, he's a good Bruce Wayne.
Yes. Ah, yes, McCool.
Interesting trivia about Adam West. He was almost the first American to play James Bond after Sean Connery.
Really?
Because he was so
really
charming with
been.
Women. Yeah, they were like, we want that guy to play James Bond in the 70s.
Did you hear that Sean Connery was offered a contract with some British soccer league before he pursued acting?
What?
Is true.
Yeah, he was going to be a professional soccer player. Or football, as you call it.
Thank you.
No problem.
Don't embarrass yourself ever again.
Does anybody like George Clooney as Batman?
No.
No.
The movie's horrible.
Yeah,
he's in Batman and Robin, right?
He's my dad is like diehard Batman fanatic. He has been in love. It's been his like favorite superhero his entire life. He's obsessed with Batman. And he always just says it. He's like, Clooney's like too smiley. He's like too smiley of a dude.
Yeah.
And it's not
dark enough.
He's
he doesn't
so
look
good
sad
at being
in his eyes.
Yeah, you need that darkness. You need him to be like, you know, Batman's a tortured soul, you know.
And George Clooney certainly does not look tortured. He looks he's had a wonderful time.
Yeah. He's great at being classically handsome. Mm-hmm. He's great at being classically handsome, but
totally
having
is.
That darkness and all that pain. You know, it just doesn't. It just didn't work.
I feel like he didn't try that hard, too.
No, that's a paycheck, man.
Yeah.
That was before he was huge.
He was getting that nice ER money.
So, how do you guys feel about Robin?
Oh, like, my favorite. My favorite DC hero of all time. Specifically, Tim Drake. I love that character.
Tim Drake is good.
I've always been a fan of the sidekick. Like, Scottie Pippen was always my favorite bull. But Robin has always been my favorite.
I agree with Teen Titans.
He's the hero.
Yeah,
that's true.
I agree with LP totally. I always and like
the
it's
Luigi
like,
too.
It's a thing with me. Yeah, Luigi is my favorite. Mario brother. I never being a kid. I never want to be Batman. I want to be Robin. If you look at the Octavarius shows I write, even when I write the show, you know, I wrote the Tool Time show. I was Al Borland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm writing the Breaking Bad show coming up in a couple weeks. I'm not Walter White. I'm Jesse. I prefer the sidekick.
Say bitch a lot.
I'm gonna say bitch and I'm gonna say yo a lot.
Yo, bitch.
But not
bitch, probably bark
not
a little
everyone.
Bit.
Mr. White, you're a bitch.
Yo.
Not everyone can be Batman. Not everyone can be the hero. And I don't think there's any shame in being Robin.
I think it would be a bad world if everyone could be Batman.
What about all those stories where they don't have him? Though, do you get upset when they don't have Robin?
Like, I did when I was a kid.
When I was a kid, I really wanted Robin.
Like when Robin's not necessary? Right. When Batman just doesn't need him?
Because so often, like even in these recent Batman movies and in all the Michael Keaton ones, mm-hmm. you know, no Robin. Yeah.
They're still great movies. I love them. But, you know, I mean, it's just a thing. Like, I like having that. And, you know, I do believe that the ones where Robin, you know, I didn't like necessarily what they did with Robin in the Batman movies, but it's one of those things where if you're playing a video game or you got the toys or something, you know, Batman's cool, but you know, Robin was like colorful and like adds a different flavor that Batman
He's the one that not everybody has either, which I guess there's some merit to.
And he's not the one that everyone immediately thinks of, you know. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that.
The only reason Robin's even in the comic books is because the writers thought they needed someone that Batman could talk to and explain his detective work.
Yeah.
Because the main thing back in those days was about how Batman was such a great detective and they couldn't have him just talking to himself.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you guys feel about Batman as a detective in the movies? Because they don't do that as much.
Dark Knight, they did a cool thing with the bullet thing.
Yes, Dark Knight
cool.
does it pretty well.
Batman Forever, he does a good deal of sleuthing.
against the Riddler.
Oh God! Solving riddles.
He solves many a simple riddle.
Yeah, I can read those in Mad Libs, bro.
I feel like the most
maybe not Mad Libs. But.
The Batman that did the most detective work that I can remember is Batman and Batman the Animated Series.
Yes.
Oh,
and well, close second. Batman. I know Mark was.
That's what Logan Dean says. That's his favorite Batman.
And that is my favorite Batman. Kevin Conroy. Yeah. As Batman and Batman the Animated Series. I think Batman the Animated Series is just fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Top to bottom. There's rarely an episode that I won't watch. Mm-hmm. And I'm sad that I don't own it. I know that I've purchased it for friends and things. And
yeah,
things,
I
own
it because of you guys.
But
pretty sweet.
I just love Batman the Animated
Series. It was still really dark.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't afraid to go there.
It worked because Batman was still... What was the line that, like, the famous line they got in trouble for? Where he tells someone to, like, burn in hell or something.
Mm.
I know he says he wants to see people in their nightmares in that one episode.
I'll see you in your nightmares.
That's the Mad Hatter episode.
Yeah. It was a kid's show and they were able to, like, keep it dark. I remember, you guys will have to help me out with the character name, but I remember there was, like, a Mr. Freeze episode. And
God, that was an awesome two-part.
Yeah, whoever the other guy was the guy that wasn't Mr. Freeze that was wearing a Mr. Freeze suit. And, like, they established that, like, he wouldn't die. You'd just be in the suit. And, like, he ends up, like, pinned underwater, like, at the end of the level. And he's just, like, screaming because you know he's trapped underwater and no one will ever save him. And he's just gonna live.
Blah!
And, like, I remember... That just... No, it was on the animated series.
Yeah, said level.
Yeah, that wasn't in the two-part original Mr. Freeze one. That was a later one when they brought Freeze back. That one was pretty intense.
That fucked with me as a kid.
So that man is just trapped there forever like Prometheus?
Yep.
Yeah, and he's gonna function and he's not gonna starve or anything because he's like enhanced or whatever, but he's just gonna be there alone, trapped, and just can't die. And like as a child, I watched that and just like, fucked with me, but like I loved it, and I still, you know, I watched it every. This is the thing, it wasn't like it wasn't gory or violent. Batman doesn't stab anyone to death, you know, but they deal with these really dark themes.
Yeah.
And like, but you know, there's everybody has a dark side to them, so what? it entices us.
Another great detective Batman is Adam West Batman. Yes. Who is my favorite riddle solver of all of them?
What a really? Horseshit detective.
Okay, so this is a guy who couldn't get rid of a bomb?
Yeah, okay. He absolutely could not.
Now, some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
And but the favorite part about Adam West is that was like pretty much my first encounter with Batman. It would be on like Channel 26 when Channel 26 first started here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And he had everything on his utility belt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a cartoonish manner. Like, it was just a bit too much.
The famous is Shark Repellent.
Right, that's the Shark
Repellent.
But he had everything, which I thought was, like, the coolest thing ever, which, you know, I came to realize that was his power, is just
being prepared for everything.
And solving incredibly obscure riddles.
Okay.
Instantly.
That's
why the Riddler will, like, send up these rockets that say, and this is in the movie, because I think in the show, I'm sure they did the same gag, but I'm not as familiar with it.
Yeah.
And he'd send up, like, skywriting rockets that would put these, like, one of the riddles is, like, what weighs 6 ounces and can kill you? And, like, before he's poison. Done with the sentence, Robin's like, a sparrow with a machine gun. Next.
What?
Like, yes.
And
yes.
That's the answer.
That's it's like, and then they're like,
how much does a machine gun
weigh? What 6 ounces lives in a tree and can kill it? And then the other one's like, what's yellow and writes? A ballpoint banana is the answer.
Yes.
And then
that's in the movie.
There's like two parts to the riddle, and it's like a ballpoint banana, like a banana peel. Someone who's rushing will slip on a banana. Russians. That's the logic.
The movie's amazing.
That's mostly the Riddler. That's the problem with the Riddler as a villain. Although he's a very interesting villain.
What do you think, he necessitates goofiness? Or?
Well, like, just that every time a riddle is portrayed, it's just like a ridiculous, like, well, how would anyone ever know the answer to that riddle?
Yeah.
That is in your mind alone. And so it's just like, and then of course, Batman uncovers it, which means he's just as insane.
Now, isn't the Riddler the only villain that knows Batman's true identity?
Only
true?
In that one, in only Hush, he knows it.
Yeah.
Others Batman know. Hush. I mean, Ra's al Ghul knows it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It depends what, you know, what comic you're reading.
Which was great. LP lent me that. That was so cool. Thank you for Hush.
Spoiler, that's my favorite part. That's my favorite Riddler story, although it has nothing to do with him. It's a spoiler alert, but he's the main villain in the end. It's the biggest twist in that. It's this huge, complex story involving all of his villains, and the guy who does it is the Riddler, who's, you know, just his, like,
he's just a thief.
Yeah, he's just a thief, that's all he is, and then he gets thrown in the Lazarus Pit and becomes, like, a mad genius, and uses his riddles in a more complex way.
The pit made him a genius? I thought he was just really smart. Because he is smart.
He is smart, but the pit helped.
Okay.
Now, the villains are so cool, and I'm sure we'll get to more about the villains later, but one thing that irks me a lot about the films, and I wonder if you guys share this, is a lot of the films tend to be more about the villains than they are about Batman.
That's why Michael Keaton dropped out of he was supposed to do Batman Forever.
That's right, yeah.
But he was like, you find IMDb, like, he's in the Batman costume, I think, like, less than a half an hour of Batman Returns or something like that. Like, it's something that's like, really? Like, and when they saw the final product, he's like, I can't do these movies anymore. Like, they're clearly not about Batman. You're just really looking for the next big Hollywood actor to be the villain.
People, even Dark Knight, like, it's all about the Joker. Joker, 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 Joker.
To be fair, he did earn the shit out of that.
That one I thought was very well earned.
But still,
yeah. No, but I mean, like, just the hype before it and after it and just their time.
Well, even when they announced they're going to do the third Batman movie, the big question for, like, months was, who's the bad guy?
Right.
Yeah. Over for, like, the longest time. Because
they knew it was going to be the Joker because of the first one, right?
Yeah.
No, for this third one.
For this third one, yeah.
Well, Joker's kind of, like, the
iconic
villain.
Yeah, I feel
but
like
I'd say him and Lex Luthor are, like, the two, like, quintessential. But I'd say Joker is more, well, like,
yeah, no. When you think of villain, you think of Joker.
That's the villain.
Did you see there was a thing on the History Channel about Batman, like the psychology of Batman? Did you ever see that show?
Yes,
no.
It's awesome.
It tins his thumb.
Another great piece of history from the History Channel. You mean?
This is Mark's ongoing war against the History Channel.
Fuck off. But also buy our shows.
Yes, yes. Well, it talks about because every major, all the villains are just are insane, of course, and that's the whole thing. That's why they all go to Arkham Asylum, because they all have some, in one manner or another, some psychosis.
I think that's what makes Batman one of the more interesting superhero series. They're not just like, oh, they're crazy. Like, they're fucking crazy.
Yeah,
they have
schizophrenia.
So
yeah,
yeah,
and Batman as well is completely crazy, and they explain why, like, that if that were to happen to a child, it's very likely that they would develop these statistical psychological illnesses. You know, like a superhero complex is a real complex that people get, the way they feel like they're responsible, especially after the death of a family or someone very important to them that they could have possibly prevented.
That they're responsible for the protection of others general?
Exactly.
Huh. That totally makes sense.
And, you know, and there's more. I haven't seen it in a while. But, they talk, of course, about the Joker and Batman, just that.
I'm sure they're rerunning it right now.
Oh yeah, for sure. No, not yet. They probably did start it already. but they talk about how Batman is for order and the Joker is for chaos, and you know it's just the fight of chaos versus order, and of course you know Batman can't kill and all that good stuff. But yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the you know. The nice thing and why people are so drawn, because I mean, you could say Batman and all our superheroes are much like the myths and fables and tales of the past. It's our mythology, you know. Mm-hmm. And so nice to have a little box of, you know, what is good and Batman's all that is good, and you know, and what is evil, and you know, you think the Joker and just pure chaos and evil. And I guess that's the cool thing about Batman is, you know, they show you how they have the same kind of lines running through them.
And how many different ones there are. They find so many different types of villains. I mean, one of my favorite villains is really... Well, I mean, he's more famous now, but I really like Clayface.
I love Clayface.
Yeah.
I've said this several times.
For those of you that might not know Clayface is... an actor that ended up putting this cream on his face that had some handsome cream, right?
It's a shape changing. I talked about this last podcast. We talked about fucking Batman. What? And you kept making fun of me about the face, the face changing cream, because it was ridiculous.
That when we were. Spoiler: this weekend's show is Batman versus Batman.
Dude, the fuck.
When we were doing the show, we were trying to figure out what a good villain is, and I'm not spoiling anything because we didn't go with this, but I believe, Nick, who did we find?
I googled top 10 shittiest Batman villains.
Shittiest?
Yeah.
Google corrected it to shitty, though, so you have to click, did you mean top 10 shitty Batman villains?
Can I make some guesses?
You can get guesses.
Yeah.
I'll do three.
Okay.
I'll talk to you.
There's a lot.
Calendar Man.
I was just going to say Calendar Man.
Calendar Man's pretty
shitty. Yeah, he sucks.
Calendar Man?
Calendar Man.
He never did. He's just used as a prop in Long Halloween, though, right?
Yeah, but he was still a villain.
Bane is pretty shitty, I think, actually. I think Bane's a shitty.
In the cartoon. What's Bane's thing?
He's a drug user. He roids out.
Yeah, roids out. That's huge, his deal.
But he roids out so much.
Like he roids out to a poison or something.
Yeah, called Venom.
Yeah,
because I feel like he, and this is slightly going off track, but I feel like Christopher Nolan has been picking villains that don't have, like, crazy powers is part of his thing. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, Bane makes sense, because it's like, it's not like Poison Ivy where she's controlling plants and shit in the Batman and Robin. It's like...
Well, it's not such a CGI character Mr. Freeze. He's just a strong dude. He's just
a strong dude.
Is he smart? Is he...
No, he's a goon. If I recall.
Yeah, he's not particularly intelligent at all.
Yeah, he's just a goon, but he's famous because he breaks Batman's back and cripples him for an extended period.
Probable spoiler.
Very probable. Yeah. They were talking, I was watching something, they were going to try to do Harley Quinn for this past movie. That's what the movie was. And I was like, yeah, I can see that.
I feel like she might be a touch over the edge for the Dark Knight.
I'm not a comic nerd like... some of the people in this room, but I know a Harley Quinn fact. Wasn't Harley Quinn the only character that they introduced? She was an original character for the animated series.
She's not the only one.
And then they put her in the comic because everyone loved her so much.
Well, she was just so great on the animated series. Holy shit.
My girlfriend has a Harley Quinn costume.
No. Oh, that's right.
She does. We're real fucking nerds.
Killer Croc sucks.
Yeah,
he does.
He's a monster. Just a monster.
Yeah,
Killer Croc is a part of my favorite Batman the Animated Series episode, Almost Got Him.
Where
they're playing poker, and then they all talk about like
how they almost got him.
Yeah, and spoiler alert. Killer Croc in that episode is not Killer Croc. It's Batman disguised as Croc. What? And it's so funny. Because, like, every
his
answer...
His story's the best one.
Yeah, his story's the best one. Right. He's like, I got Batman, and I
hit him with a rock.
And then I went and I hit him in the head with a rock. He would always ask each person while they were mid-story, did you hit him with a rock?
Well, some of the villains,
I just love that.
Some of the villains are really stupid. You know who I really like, but it's like, what the fuck were they thinking? The Mad Hatter is very strange.
Yeah. But old man, is he frightening?
Yeah, he's just, but why to be, it's like, I feel...
I forget a lot of these guys. So you gotta
Hatter is he's the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland, essentially. And he controls people's minds a lot.
Is it like a drug powder?
No,
sort of
it's like a technology.
Yeah, okay.
He uses technology.
I'm trying to remember. He had a level in Arkham City that I remember really enjoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't remember why Batman ended up going mind trip crazy.
What are the answers?
LP had some too, right?
Do you have some?
That was the calendar man.
Is there anyone else can think of a terrible... I have a list of them, of just ones right now.
God, I know one that was kind of lame in the animated series, but I really liked him because he had a crazy story, and it was that...
The
Clockman?
Yeah.
I love the Clockman. Clockman
was sweet.
Later on.
He wasn't Calendar Man, but I like Clockman.
He was just obsessed with time, but which is a little odd, like how you can just base a whole character off of that.
But he controlled time?
Yeah,
but like at first it just started with him
being
obsessed with time in his life, and it ruined his marriage, it ruined
his
whole
life. But how does that work as a supervillain?
He knows when the trains are coming and going.
So he has
always. And I know that sounds like a joke, but it's true.
Yeah, he hops from like train to train. You can't catch him.
The 2:35 is always 5 minutes late, and he jumps on the train.
Yeah, that's amazing.
My favorite.
See,
Clockman.
Now I'm looking at the comics section of IGN.com, and it's listing their best and worst Batman villains, and they actually have at number the fifth worst, they have the Penguin.
Ooh.
Yeah. And part of me keeps forgetting the Penguin exists.
Yeah, he exists. It depends how you do him.
There's some people that write him as a mob boss.
Yeah.
He's like a big-time mob boss.
That's how he
sort
of was in Arkham City, too.
Yeah.
But he's not very, like... Like, yeah, he's weird, but he's not, like, a terrifying villain. Like, what can he do?
He bites that guy's nose off in Batman.
Okay, he bites his nose off. Like,
and he could, like,
he's
cut
real
your head
weird.
Off with that rotating.
He ate a cat.
Like, he did eat, like, raw fish,
but
too.
He's just, like,
in front of people.
He's just weird. He's not, like...
That happens at sushi restaurants.
Threatening, per se.
Yes.
He's, like, a weird, short fish dude.
And his umbrellas often have weapons in them.
He's great in the Adam West Batman, played by Burgess Meredith.
Who was awesome.
Yeah, he was awesome. Was he always like a mutated guy, or is he like in the comics origins? He's just like
sometimes
he's
a short fat guy with
So sometimes
it's
just
a so Batman Returns just took a lot of liberties and made him
fat guy.
Well, that was the thing I've heard like speculated who could like he could show up in a Christopher Nolan movie, not maybe necessarily as the main villain, because it'd probably be tacky, but because the Nolan films really do focus on it being, like, organized crime, and these are all criminals, you could see him, theoretically, in the back of a scene, or in some smoke-filled room.
Saying, like, I'll get you someday, Batman!
Fish cigar.
Hold up. Let's discuss a potential spoiler I just discovered. What if he is, like, it's all organized crime? Who's the guy who played the Falcone in Batman Begins? That's a famous actor.
He's fucking
Tom something.
Tom Wilkinson.
You know, he's not dead, but he went insane when he saw the Scarecrow thing. What if he was like became the Penguin in a cameo in Dark Knight Rises?
I think that's a stretch.
Yep.
But yeah, that'd be neat.
What am I gonna say now?
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Right.
Some of the villains are just impossible to do, like Clayface or Mr. Freeze. Although they did do Mr. Freeze.
They did it all right.
Dude, Mr. Freeze in the animated series was so good.
Oh yeah.
Just the sadness of that story. Yeah. And I mean, I guess it would be hard to show him freezing things, but God.
Now, I'm not as familiar with Freeze outside of his role in his Batman movie. Does he always need diamonds to fuel his suit? Is it always diamonds?
No, it's not always diamonds.
Okay, because
everybody chews.
Because I thought while I was watching the movie, like, it shouldn't be diamonds. It can't be diamonds.
That's what they had to use in Congo.
Diamonds.
Yeah, but
yeah, diamonds make the lasers.
I understand diamonds have value if that's what we're talking about.
No, it's that the diamonds make the lasers go.
What?
And diamonds are forever as well, right?
Diamonds are forever. Blood diamond.
There's evidence.
All about lasers.
If you're a scientist, there is evidence.
All
empirical
about
evidence.
Monkeys shooting lasers.
Like, they don't create lasers, though.
I heard if you rub them together fast enough.
Well, then obviously
they facilitate the laser and focus the beam properly.
No, they have something.
Cubic zirconia don't cut it, Tins.
No, dude, you can't put that in a freeze gun.
Fool's gun.
You need fucking diamonds.
Freeze guns designed for diamonds.
the Mr. Freeze in the animated series, I believe, had some sort of chemical pack on his back.
Yes.
So it wasn't diamond
fuel. Just some sort of fuel.
Yeah.
Fire.
Well, he got apparently
essentially
cryogenic chemicals spilled on him, according to Wikipedia.
That was his origin?
That was his origin.
Yeah, because he was trying to freeze his wife.
For treatment.
Yes, yeah.
That was trying to cure. What was it? Is it... Okay. He was trying to
freeze her until there was a cure, and he was going to try to make the cure, I thought.
Yes.
I thought she was already frozen, and then he had to do stuff and keep her frozen.
Well, keep her frozen until he can discover the cure for what ails her.
And he had to steal to get the money. I got it.
And you need the diamonds in order to steal.
The lasers go.
Classic Batman cycle. Every time. Oh goodness. There's just a lot of
my
crazy.
Favorite is Bat-Zaro. He's probably my favorite.
That's when you get into DC JLA bullshit. So
is Bat-Zaro just like Bizarro Batman?
Yeah,
right on
the
head, Mark.
World's
right
worst
on
detective.
On
really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's very funny to read. I will grant
he's
it.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's just bad. He does everything terribly.
Batman fact.
Yum.
This is Batman fact number 36 on batmanfacts.tumblr.com. So you know it's right. Before Christopher Nolan was selected to direct Batman Begins, producers considered Clint Eastwood as director and leading actor as an older Batman / Bruce Wayne.
He's too old.
Get off my lawn.
Because Gran Torino, he was fucking old. And Batman Begins was only a couple years
before. He's not young, attractive, or nimble enough right now.
Wasn't there a Cartoon Network series about where Batman's old and he's getting a new young
Batman?
Graphic novel as well.
Yeah. Oh, I really liked Batman Beyond. I thought I was in a small camp. If I recall, growing up, of people who liked Batman Beyond.
That was hard for me to get into, I gotta say.
Okay. I get it. I'm right there.
Wait, who is in Batman Beyond?
What was it?
Who is in it?
It's a cartoon.
Animated.
Oh.
So,
but that old dude is kind of Clint Eastwood-y.
He is, yeah. And I can see him growing up all primergeny, right?
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Clint Eastwood was a badass, though.
Yeah.
You know?
He was. But my thing with that is, when people always display Bruce Wayne as like an old curmudgeon-y guy who like still fights and shit, like I can't imagine him being that hateful when he's old. Like he's got like all these kids running around, they probably, you know, make him happy enough.
But it's justice though. It's you know,
it's like as long as there's still corruption in Gotham, he
yeah,
can never be.
It's not hatred as much as like that's injustice. And it must be he must
there
do,
is no justice.
Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because that's heroes are driven by honor, which is strange.
I can't believe nobody's brought up Catwoman yet.
Ugh.
Catwoman.
Catwoman.
You guys.
I don't like
she
Catwoman.
She was so sexy, like, all the time.
I
she was sexy in Mark's Batman. She was sexy.
It's mine now. I get it.
Yes. I feel
you're
like
Mark Adam and Bert.
It enough where I can call it, you know,
Mark Musinski's Adam West's Batman.
I just read is comic book like Catwoman in Rome. See what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like naked for most of it.
Why?
But she's like such a badass. I'm like, so good.
Meow.
Does she have no? Does
the
she?
The Riddler isn't. That the Riddler's in it, and he makes a lot of jokes and silliness.
So does Catwoman have any like powers? Because it's easy to think about the villains for me and like magic people versus
in Batman
non.
The best ones.
She
don't
has
have
nine lives.
She can channel the musical artist Selena. Cause they have the same name.
She's just a cat burglar.
Well, she's super agile, and I assume she wasn't.
Yeah.
She wasn't agile before her cat revitalization, or whatever she calls it.
What happened? What's her
in, okay, so in Batman Returns, she, like, fell out a window and was rescued by cats?
Cats
her. Right?
Yeah, it's so crazy.
That's how she got cat powers to get nine lives.
I was going
to
say, like, that's all that happens, right? I'm not missing an important diamond-related subplot.
She
was trying to steal
film.
Diamonds.
I think in Arkham City, she's trying to steal diamonds.
The cat
is.
The cats gave her the power of nine lives, agility, and sexiness.
Because I feel like I put her kind of in the same camp as Batman, where he doesn't really have a superpower other than being awesome at stuff.
Yeah.
And working really hard.
Yeah.
It seems
true.
Like she just worked really hard at being
she's
a cat.
She's the female version of Batman, essentially.
Yeah.
Only she's like a thief.
So, like, her.
And she's always trying to fuck Batman, but then, like, lying about it. You know, whatever.
And now Catwoman, once she becomes Catwoman, I forget, does she retain her old identity ever, or is she, like, always Catwoman? Because she's that crazy.
She retains her old identity. She goes back to work.
Yeah, she. Because there's always a scene.
That's
where
right.
Christopher Walken was so weird.
Is that why Batman won't fuck her? Because she's just, like, a crazy cat lady?
Yeah,
she's
just
because
she's
like,
dick and crazy.
He goes over there drunk.
What's
and, like, there's just cats everywhere. And he's, like, he's allergic.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So
yeah,
she does have
a successful thief.
Gotcha.
And she's always trying to kill Batman and stuff.
Because you were saying she goes back to her old identity and it's like, she's like a banker. Like,
yeah, I guess. I mean,
she was a secretary for Christopher Walken.
She hated it.
Yeah, well he was
yeah back for Christopher Walken. Remember?
She originally apparently
he was really mean to her.
According to Wikipedia, she was originally a prostitute.
What?
And became Catwoman to escape her abusive pimp and former boyfriend, is what Wikipedia thinks.
That is not what Michelle Pfeiffer did.
No.
No. She did flips
not
in a Sears.
Movie.
This is all true.
Remember that? That was awesome.
Batman fact! There are rumored to be missing Batman stories from the 1960s in which Batman hunts down a group that shot JFK and finds that it was a part of a larger plot by the Riddler. It was never released, as the editors felt it trivialized the assassination. In the 60s, the balls on these people.
They were
dude.
Likely on some
balls
hard
out,
drugs.
Dude,
people had a lot more balls in the 60s. It was harder for like pissed off people to organize and be outraged at you so quickly. You could do things. Comic books were kind of under the radar at the time, right? Like...
Oh, we got a question.
Did you ever hear about this? This one, this the deleted ending scene for X-Men: First Class.
What?
No.
What happened was I read about it was that it ends because it's like the Cuban Missile Crisis, like where the final battle takes place, and after the credits was supposed to be the JFK like barricade, the JFK like limo going through, and him getting shot, and like
Magneto?
They're like Magneto is controlling the bullet.
Are you serious? The magic bullet
was controlling was what they wrote down and it like storyboarded it, and then they're like, "This is stupid." But you can find like a storyboard online of it supposedly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oops. Oh, some
God.
Things aren't okay.
Yeah.
It's too soon. It's really too soon.
It's the same. Wait, who was the worst? Did we ever explain that?
Oh, you got it like on your first.
It was Calendar
Man.
Julian Day is his name.
I looked it up and I was like, he's the villain. He's the villain. I don't know what he does. I don't want to know what he does. Calendar Man is the villain of this show.
Oh,
but then we changed it. So come be surprised.
So he just changes what like
he kills people on holidays.
He's obsessed with dates. So he has an obsession with the calendar is all that he does.
But then isn't every day like an occasion to him because he knows what happened on
it's a national
he goes major American holiday.
What if he just took away his calendar and messed up his days.
I don't think it's like a day planner for him.
No.
I think it's like he would go into a Barnes & Noble and get another calendar.
I'm so glad that I now know why Clockman isn't the worst.
He's Clock King.
Clock King.
The Clock King.
Clock King is a way better name.
If you just keep taking away his calendars, he's got no power.
Give him his calendars. I don't want him to start stealing diamonds.
Those are our diamonds.
That's what makes the lasers go.
Yes. You just rub them together like you'd make fire out of sticks.
Don't come near me. I got a handful of diamonds.
Oh, he's got some diamonds. Let's get out of here.
You don't want to fucking die, do you? I'll rub them together real good.
Easy, fellow. You sure you know how to use those diamonds?
I have a gun. I put them in, don't I?
Well, you should know that the safety's on.
The safety on each of those diamonds. The listeners can't see,
but it was all superbly acted out. okay, so this is a Batman fact that's interesting to me. So I get that Bruce Wayne is smart. He's very smart. Yes. But I feel like he's more he's more associated as just being the sort of eccentric philanthropist billionaire than being like a genius, right? I only ask this because it says Bruce Wayne / Batman's IQ has been stated as 192. For comparison, the IQ of Albert Einstein has been estimated between 160 and 180. What? So dude was smarter than Einstein, and he's not, like, world famous for being smarter than Einstein.
Well, that's because he's great at being on the down low.
I guess.
King of the down low.
He's a monologue.
KDL.
The Dark Knight.
King of the down low?
He's just so secretive.
I didn't know he was that intelligent.
Yeah, I know he was
a good detective.
He learned a bunch when he was in that prison in Tibet.
Well, someone had to.
I guess.
I mean, he like did make a bunch of sweet inventions. Like, if you look at a lot of the old Batman stuff, like he built the Batcave.
Yeah,
I guess it's true.
Designed the Batmobile. Because what are you going to do? Contract General Motors? I
guess I shouldn't be doubting necessarily that he's smarter than Einstein, I guess. I just think that's really interesting that there's this superhero that's smarter than Einstein, but in a sense, he can't really let the world know how smart he is.
Oh, like hiding his intelligence.
Yeah. Because otherwise, like they know there is this Batman with crazy-ass gadgets flying
Parker
all over.
Peter Parker has to do the same thing, yeah.
I like to think that he whispers it to girls, like, you know, while they're in bed and they just don't believe him.
I have an IQ of 192.
I'm Batman.
I'm gonna bat come.
He does. Oh, does he names all his inventions the bat
he,
something?
He tends
the
to.
Ring or the bat. I mean, he might. He might,
bat come.
He might sit there at breakfast and rubbish.
It's just bat coming.
Pass me the bat syrup. Pass me the bat syrup.
You mean the syrup, Batman?
It's my goddamn formula.
He's like a Smurf.
How many criminals did you put in Arkham? How many? Pass me the bat syrup.
I'll take some bat sugar.
Yes,
everybody just humors.
Bat cream is way grosser than bat cum, I just realized.
Bat cream?
Bat cream?
I don't know, bat cum's
bat
pretty
cream.
Gross.
Things that make you go.
So, yeah. McCooley, you've played Arkham City, I'm assuming.
Of course.
Your thoughts?
Can we talk about the ending? Has it been enough time to talk about the ending of Arkham?
I already saw it online.
I should,
yeah. If we say spoiler loudly.
Spoiler alert, I mean, the game came out, like, almost...
Spoiler alert. We're going to spoil something for you. So
okay, so the
system.
Ending of the game, I love
everyone.
The game. I love the game.
Yeah.
But, so the Joker is trying to get, if I remember correctly, he got sick from Batman from the first video game. He's got, like, a virus or something.
Yes, he got poisoned, Yeah, he got poisoned in the first game. So in the second game, Joker is dying. So he lures Batman into his new lair in the middle of Gotham. And Batman gets there, and Joker ends up poisoning Batman with the same thing. So Batman basically spends a huge portion of this game trying to find the cure for Joker so that they can both survive.
And at the ending of the thing is, like, they're getting in a fight, and I think the Joker's like, yeah, he's like, are you gonna kill me? You're gonna kill me or something? It's like a cutscene, and then Batman tosses like the cure to him, but like Joker like misses it or something, and it like splatters everywhere, so he doesn't have the cure anymore.
Yeah.
And the Joker's like, are you trying to kill me? And Batman's like, actually, I wasn't going to try to kill you, but now you're dying. Either way, the Joker dies in the video game. And the ending scene is Batman, like, he gets out of, like, Arkham City, which is pretty much a lockdown prison inside the middle of Gotham, carrying the Joker's body, and all these cops are looking at him like, the Joker's dead. And I remember the first time, it was like 3 in the morning playing, and I'm like, you can't kill the Joker in a video game. And I was like, guess you just did. And you're like,
yeah. Because that's, cool. That's the first, is that the first time that the Joker has been depicted as actually dying, or...
Well, I mean,
yeah, pretty much.
He dies in the 19 in the Michael Keaton Batman film.
Yeah,
I feel like they reboot the series. I mean, like they have the liberty to reboot it, you know, whenever they want.
Yeah.
So they can do like, I guess here's my question: where does because he's DC, right?
Yeah.
He's like probably their biggest hero. Probably I'd say bigger than Superman.
Yeah, it's
yeah, sure.
Because Superman's kind of boring, but like, so they did like the Justice League. Who, like, where does he fit in the power hierarchy there? Because he doesn't have crazy super... Like, some of those guys have crazy superpowers.
But the thing is...
But he's smarter than
he's
all.
Smarter than all. He has... there's this one series called OMAC, where it turns out Batman was keeping all these satellites around Earth. All these really secret satellites. And literally spying on everyone, including superheroes. Mm-hmm. To see what their weaknesses were, to, like... get their info, things he can use against them in case they ever turned or whatever. Mm-hmm. He had...
I bet the other supers weren't very pleased when they found out.
No, they weren't. And it turned out to be this huge thing where it's like, well, we don't trust you, Batman. And he's like, you can all rip my head off in like a second. Like, I need to do everything I can to stop you if I have to. And that's what I think is right. And so I think they like wiped his memory clean or something. But...
Whoa.
Yeah the Batman usually defeats Superman... almost every time they battle.
So they all respect his power.
How does he win?
A lot of times, well, Superman gave him a kryptonite ring. If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And so
that was his first mistake.
Well, Superman trusted Batman.
Yeah, yeah. And then another time, he just threw, like, you know, just technology that he had and just beat the shit out of him.
Wait, why the fuck are Superman and Batman fighting anyway?
A lot of times, Superman gets hypnotized.
Yeah, he's magic.
Dude, that's terrible if it's like you're an amazing cosmic power, but your brain is easily hypnotized.
Well, you gotta keep in mind his amazing cosmic power is amazing and cosmic here on Earth. On Krypton, he was a normal dude. Yeah.
So he was just a normal dude who was easily hypnotized? That blows even more.
Kryptonians suck.
He's Superman, not
just some
not
dumb
like God.
Kryptonian.
Maybe on Krypton, everyone's brain is like super vulnerable.
Yeah.
Just a planet of morons.
All it takes is some
that
dude with
awesome
spinning glasses.
Strong.
That are just way beyond us. Way better than us at everything, you know?
But not on their own planet.
No, well, I mean...
They're just normal guys.
When you're at the top, everyone still feels like shit in your own circle. You know, that's how it always goes. You're always evenly matched there. But to the, you know, the people you're... You know, like, look at ants. Ants in us. Like, ants on the ground.
Can I give a quick internet update of things happening?
Yeah.
So, of course, what do you think... the first question was the best Batman film. What do you think was the most... had the most hits?
Best Batman film?
Yeah, the best Batman.
Dark
Knight. No. Who played the best Batman?
Oh.
I don't know.
Jack Nicholson.
That people thought.
Maybe Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Overwhelmingly, it was Michael Keaton. Most people... enjoyed Mike. He's made it, according to some, 88%.
I want you to tell your friends about me.
Yes. I also asked what the worst Batman villain. Chris's brother said Chris was.
said Chris Bogue.
Yes.
Great.
And then overarching, we got Calendar Man, the Penguin, and the Condiment King. If anyone remembers
what?
The Condiment
Wait,
King.
Whoa.
Is that a thing?
Does he work at Subway?
Speak.
Yeah. If I recall from, I only remember from the TV show, but the Joker had stolen Mad Hatter's mind powers or technology and was making comedians that were his rivals when he wanted to be a comedian try to attack, rob places.
I remember that one.
And
that
one of them,
so
he dressed up a comedian, made him the Condiment King, and he shot like mustard and ketchup at people.
I can't believe the internet is verifying this.
I don't really count that one as a villain. He was hypnotized.
I think it was different and possibly different in the comics.
He's like some dumb old Superman. Doesn't know what he's doing.
Can't injure anyone.
Dude, fucking mustard is acidic. It stinks.
Appears that one of his signature catchphrases is, "Who wants some flavor?"
It was super... there's a line here I'm reading. It was all punny, too. Super punny. One of his lines is, "The big bad bat guy, I knew you'd catch up to me sooner or later. How I relished this meeting.
Wow.
Let's see if you can cut the mustard."
That's awesome.
Wow.
Dude,
he's pretty good.
He would easily take the punga.
A picture of the condom. I'm showing everyone a picture of the condiment king.
Someone be him for Halloween, please.
No. He shoots, as you can see, he shoots mustard and ketchup.
Hey, by the way, everybody at home, if you're not following Octavarius on Twitter, you should follow us because there's some fun live tweeting going on. Very fun,
thank you.
Yeah, we got a couple, and we have one of our Twitter fans, Amsterdam Shusi, says methinks Penguin is often an afterthought because he's not sexy like the other villains. Which is sexy in quotes.
I'm sure. Because everybody wants to fuck Clayface.
I'm sure somebody wanted to fuck the Penguin.
Yeah.
Carly 2 and Dancing Girl 153 are talking about how Harley Quinn was Prego in, I think, the video game or something.
Oh, yeah.
Something.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait. That's very true. He's going back.
And they also
seconds.
Think Superman's a dumbass. Go ahead.
If you were fucking Clayface, what would be the most unexpected thing Clayface could make his face into?
Barney the Dinosaur.
Dude, his face is pretty disgusting.
I didn't see that one coming.
The most horrifying thing?
Like you like close potato. Your eyes for a second because you're into it,
oh,
and then
oh
you like
it's
open
a,
them, and
it,
it's just something you don't expect.
You open your eyes, man. You open your eyes, and it's Hitler's face, but it's upside down.
Oh, it's terrifying.
I was gonna say like Linda Blair from The Exorcist would. I would not want that to happen. It was just like, ugh.
An ant farm that's moving.
Like Burt Reynolds.
Or that face that Taryn photoshopped of Hugh and Keith.
Dude, she made a print of that.
Oh, it's got scary.
That horrible tinned Keith monster
it's,
hybrid?
It's yes. a monster amalgamation.
God,
Carly 2 says probably your own face.
Funny choice.
That is pretty jarring, I would imagine. Yeah.
So,
that or like one of your parents?
Oh God, that'd be no good.
I have a Price is Right style guessing game for y'all.
I love it.
So Batman, the original TV series, Mark Mizinski's Batman, ran from 1966 to 1968. Robin uses the phrase "holy," etc., "holy something," a total of how many times
in
throughout
years.
The 66 through 68? So probably three seasons. I'm imagining it ran.
And how many episodes were you saying?
212.
I think he says it on average
93
three times an episode.
Okay,
at least three times an episode. I'm gonna say maybe there's what fucking 12 episodes in a season.
So
I'd
say there's 20 episodes in a season.
I'm saying
93.
I say 150. 150.
I'm gonna
times.
Go
150.
151.
I'm gonna go
high score.
12.
152. Carly 2's going
50.
Overestimate.
102.
Okay.
150.
Are all submissions in?
All's
in.
Yeah.
Cloud, you were the highest with 212,
yes.
Did you say? Robin uses the phrase holy something a total of 352 times.
I'm Victor.
Shit.
That's crazy.
That,
that's crazy.
That's too much.
That's
way
yeah.
too many times.
They're all terrible puns or like half-hearted jokes too.
And let's see, just for reference, I'm looking up the original Batman series, and there were 120 episodes, which means he did say it roughly three times an episode.
Wait, so it was on for, I guess it was probably on for five seasons then?
It says three seasons.
Three seasons?
But then
they
just
they
had like
40
30
episode
or 40
seasons?
Episodes in the season.
Yeah, I guess.
They couldn't, TV
pretty low budget.
Then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they clearly weren't putting a lot of money into it. one of my favorite things, actually, if you watch the Adam West Batman movie with commentary, with the Bat commentary, I should say, as the disc will tell you.
Which is awesome.
It's just Adam West and Burt Ward, and it's just awesome to hear them talk about making it. and also how many things they intentionally made worse than they would have been, like just visual things. And like when they're climbing up the wall, instead of having them climb up a wall vertically, they had them climb up a 45 degree angle and then put visible strings on their capes and pull them out, so it was even more obvious. And they had to like reshoot the scene because the strings weren't big and obvious enough.
Oh, well, I have a couple of the holy blank Batmans. One of them is Holy Haberdashery Batman, Holy Atomic Pile Batman, Holy Priceless Collection of Etruscan Snoods Batman, Holy Polaris Batman, Holy Halloween Batman. Oh, this is my favorite. Holy Heart Failure Batman.
I still like Priceless Collection of what?
They made a lot of reference to it in the movie.
Holy Rusted Metal Batman.
What do you mean? It's
Grand O'Reilly.
You know, holy.
I loved that movie.
Let's play some golf, Batman. The movie's almost over. The villains are as good as defeated. Let's just play a round of golf, Batman.
I bet you Batman would be good at golf, but maybe Robin would need some of
Cloud's golf tips.
Here we go.
First, publish an entire comic book series entitled Golf Man. Display all your comic books in the clubhouse in numerical order. Then your opponent will approach the bar area, open up the first page, read frame number one, and says, "Look behind you." But pause for a second, look behind him, and there you'll be, to tear off his club jacket.
Ooh, this has been Cloud Golf Tips. I like that one because it doesn't involve being on the course at all. It's just humiliating.
You just like assaulted sabotage.
Me and Tins, I think you were doing this as well. You often get lost in most of the golf tips. I started acting it out so I could follow it.
You can see it.
You know, folks, we are recording this on Monday, July 9th, which means this is going to be released on iTunes and at Octavarius.com on Friday, July 13th.
Yeah.
Which means we have some special birthdays
to
announce.
July 14th is July 13th or July 14th? The Con Air Day.
Con Air Day 14th. Is July 14th.
Oh my god, July 14th!
Oh, yeah.
Saturday! Wow. Oh man!
That's when I see my baby again.
Well, anyway, this coming Friday, happy birthday, Harrison Ford, American actor.
Nice. Oh wow. Happy birthday, Patrick Stewart. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Engage.
He's Captain, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Julius Caesar, Roman military and political leader.
Great.
I went to his grave.
Really?
Casino?
Happy birthday, Tom Kenny, voice of SpongeBob and many others.
Oh, good for him.
His stand-up's actually not that bad.
Yeah, it's fun.
Happy birthday, Spud Webb, one of the shortest superstars in NBA history.
Nice.
Won the dunk competition.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Happy birthday, Ken Jeong, American actor. Is he an American actor?
Right. Yes.
Cool.
And he was a doctor.
Yeah, he was totally a doctor. And now it's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Shin Soo Choo, South Korean baseball player.
I saw that one and I'm like, nah.
I was like, I gotta find a stupid one.
Is he an Arizona Diamondback?
And happy birthday, Bob Crane. American actor and crazy sex dude.
Now, of course, for every person that is born on this planet, another must die. For
that's
that is
the
rule. And so we must extend some unfortunate condolences to the family, friends, and fans of Frida Kahlo, Mexican painter. I'm sorry for your loss.
To the family and friends of George Steinbrenner, American businessman and owner of the New York Yankees.
Oh man, that was
Yankees.
A year ago.
I didn't even know he was dead.
Yes.
He died a year ago.
From a heart attack at age 80.
You didn't watch, I DVR'd the thing.
Our condolences to the family of Red Buttons, American comedian.
To the family of Samuel L. Mendel, guy whose name is almost Samuel L. Jackson.
He's
the oldest U.S. war veteran.
Well, I only said it because I thought it was Samuel Jackson.
He's alive. The ripe age of 104.
Wow. Woo! Boy, all those birthday greetings and morbid condolences means we're just about out of time. Mm-hmm.
But we got a couple of words left. Maybe we've got some of Nick McCullough's
seven words of wisdom.
Moo. Quiet, bat. Cow, wait. Hold on.
This has been Nick McCullough's
seven words of wisdom.
God wow. bless it, Nick.
I was going somewhere with that.
I know.
You started counting.
We always count your words. Always.
Yeah, but you hadn't.
Did you not count Moo? Is that why you got thrown
I didn't count Moo, and then you counted Moo.
Of course not.
How did you not count Moo?
If it wasn't your first thing, I wouldn't have counted.
It qualifies in Scrabble. It's a word.
It does? Rules.
It's a dictionary.
Can you put as many O's after it as you want in Scrabble?
No, it's two O's.
Okay.
That'd be ridiculous.
Said B-Wo defiantly. All right, everybody, that is going to do it for us. But as always, follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We are at Octavarius. And as always, keep coming to our Sunday shows. This yes. week's theme, Batman versus Batman.
What?
How will we win? And thank you to Uncle Fun.
And also Cheesy's, who is sponsoring us, whose food I had just eaten last night at the show that we hope you all came to.
You probably heard us talking wonderful things about it at the beginning of this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And thanks for everyone coming to the British Invasion and the Founding Fathers Strike Back. Very fun shows.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for us, folks. Until next time, have 8 days and a week and week. Say bye.
Go run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.
That's awesome that he
struck me as being hilarious.
Like, I think he's in Arizona.